You know, I love these family connections because I've been doing this business for so long. Back in my New York days, I used to have Malcolm Forbes on the radio with me. And years later, pleased to meet his son, Steve Forbes, chairman now and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, and have him on, but not nearly enough. Mr. Forbes, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning with you. Thank you. Thank you for the kind reference to my father.
Well, I knew him well. I missed the opportunity to go on the Highlander. It was called the Highlander, I think, the boat.
That's right.
I don't know how I missed that. He offered a couple of times. I just didn't get a chance to do it. But I do wear from time to time the tie you were kind enough to send me after one of our interviews a few years ago. How are things at Forbes? Good?
Things are good. We had a good year. Our website is doing very well. We had a record number of U.S. visits last month, almost 80 million unique visits, and more overseas. So, knock on wood. We like a good economy.
Well, a good economy is good for all. And the question that you'll have Monday, January 13th, at what is now a sold-out meeting, but you can still go to econclub.org for more information, econclub.org. You're going to talk about the economy. In fact, the question is, can the economy survive the 2020 elections?
The answer will depend, obviously, on the election, but the fundamentals are there. Job creation, as you know, is good. We still have more openings than people to fill them. Wages are going up, as you know, especially for lower-income workers. That's a good thing going in the right direction. CapEx, as they call it, expenditures by business, investment there is starting to grow again. And the key thing is to get these trade deals done. Looks like we'll be moving in the right direction there, getting that uncertainty out of the way. And it should be a decent year, very decent.
Well, as you say, Steve Forbes, depending on how the election turns out, because there are people running for that office and supporting people who are running for that office who are absolutely anti-growth. And if you'd say someone's a capitalist, it's like you're calling them a dirty name.
That's right. They don't realize what makes a creation of resources possible. And they don't realize all the things they carry. They all use smartphones. They have these handhelds. Where did they come from? They didn't come from growing on trees. They came from entrepreneurs, people doing things, job creators and the like. And they just don't connect the dots. And raising taxes on everything, you know, if they put in up all that wealth tax, that'll give the IRS the right to examine everything you buy, everything you sell, everything you own, to make sure you're not near the threshold where they can slap on another tax. So they can go through your attic, they can go through everything. People haven't really realized the implications of some of these crazy proposals.
They are crazy proposals. I don't know how we got to that point, but we have. And it's going to be frightening, and it shows again.
Well, two things have led to it, or two among other things. One, of course, was the 10-year slowdown, which thankfully has come to an end. But you also had among younger people the rise of student debt, where tuition sticker prices went up four times the pace of inflation, and that's a result of government mistakes and administrative bloat. By the way, Purdue University in Indiana. It costs no more today because of the way the president there, a fellow named Mitch Daniels, has run the place for 7 years. Costs no more there for a student to attend Purdue, and that includes books and tuition and everything else, than it did 7 years ago.
Wow.
So it can be done. It can be done. The other thing is health care. I think the president's going to have some exciting proposals in the State of the Union address. So, but you don't want the government running health care because you don't have to worry about costs because you're not going to get the health care.
Well, but these kids really believe when socialism is bandied about as the answer, that not understanding historically socialism has never worked, and yet they don't seem to care about that. And when somebody says, "Well, we're going to make it so you don't have to pay your student loans back, and we're going to make it so you can get a college education without spending a dime," and all these other things that are being promised, I don't know how they can understand how those things don't work, never have.
Never have. And also, the way they pay for this free stuff, you look at Europe, for example, in our country, states and cities have sales taxes, 6-8%, pick a number. In Europe, they have super-wide national sales taxes. They call them value-added taxes. And the rates there are 20 to 25%. So you want a 20, 25% sales tax? Yes, go for the socialists. They also have payroll taxes. In this country, you know, what we call FICA, about 15%, you know, for Medicare, Social Security. In Europe, the ranges range from 35 to 50% off the top. That's how they pay for the so-called free stuff. You pay through the nose in taxes.
Well, I'll tell you, as a man who would have liked to have been president, and I think you would have been a nice one, a good one, Steve Forbes, Chairman, Editor-in-Chief, Forbes Media. How do you think this president's doing overall?
Overall, on the economy, the record speaks for itself. Pretty good. And stopped the stagnation of 10 years, where we're told we can't grow, we can't create jobs, you're going to be have to settle for a miserable life. No. And if we get these trade uncertainties out of the way, and next week it looks like we're going to be making a big step in that direction, we're going to do even better. And so whether it's deregulation, taking away these crazy rules that hurt small businesses, which after all create most of the new jobs in this economy, and going for more tax cuts, good, let people keep more of what they earn. People create the resources. Government doesn't create resources. It can take them, spend them, redistribute them. People create resources, so let people do it.
Well put, Mr. Forbes. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us, and I know a lot of people looking forward to seeing you at the TCF Center Monday, January 13th, the Economic Club of Detroit. You can go to econclub.org for more information, but I'm told at this point it's sold out. Not too many people sell out this thing this far in advance, Steve, so that's a nice compliment to you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Paul, and look forward to seeing you Monday. Keep
Alrighty.
Up the good work.
Thank you, sir, very, very much. Steve Forbes here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.